Jonathan, hosting for Bagel Tech Photo is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the Overflowing of Bagel Tech Photo. I actually feel like Chuck Woolery right now.
Who?
Chuck Woolery, game show host.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be back at 2 and 2.
Divided.
Damn British. Damn divided. British.
These okay. Americans again.
We're outnumbered this week, Alex.
Back
to back, boy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I missed out on last week. So,
oh, it was really I'm good, Carl.
Completely.
It was only me and Alex. Pure technical. That's all it was.
Yeah. So, no, but this week's, we got everybody. We got our usual three. We've got Chris. We've got Ewan. We've got Alex. Mm. And we have a very special guest this week, Missy. And which I believe has put some YouTube videos together and these kind of things. If Missy, just go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Missy. And I kind of bill myself as your host for all things photographic on the internet. And I've been in the professional photography business for 3 years. And I kind of reached a point where I felt it was time to give back. And so I do have a YouTube channel where I make short videos filled just chock full of information and tips and things that you really won't hear other places. So I am just thrilled to be here with you boys.
We're happy to have you, Missy.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Yes. Now, guys, now all behave yourself.
We'll try.
Well, I gave a round of applause.
Yes. Missy, you've got quite a following here in the UK.
Thank you.
Our listeners think you're great.
Thank you.
We introduced you last week.
I think they're great.
And she hasn't even met them.
No, exactly.
I don't need to meet them to know that they're great. You know, I always say
telepathically.
That
it's a telepathic thing.
Because I always tell all my Facebook friends and the people that follow me on YouTube that, you know, we're kind of all rock stars in our own way. And so I can sense a fellow rock star. I don't care how far away they are.
Wise words.
Mm-hmm.
Very wise. Very, very wise.
Thank you.
Missy, you're going to help us out with the kind of the news since 36 months into pro photography, you're going to kind of help us out on that. Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, it's great to have you on the show. Also, you know, of course, we have Chris Forsman, Ars Technica. I'll go around the panel like I normally do. Chris, Chicago, 2 weeks away. How the devil are you?
Well, I was up till 2 a.m. local time. No, 2:30 local time, wrapping gifts.
Oh, so I'm 2:32 actually. By your last.
I'm a little tired, but that doesn't stop me. It doesn't stop me.
No,
I keep going.
Of course not.
I haven't even bought the wife's present yet.
Good thing she doesn't listen to this stupid podcast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Every hour that goes by, I'm £100 lighter. In money, I mean.
No, I was going to say, no, I don't see that on the other end.
Thanks, mate.
Mr. Ewan Rankin, how are you, sir? I have barely spoke with you all week.
No, I know. You've been working hard, and so have I.
Yeah.
I've done three days' work this week. Unheard of. I've done a night shift this week.
Yeah, I see.
Doubly
that.
Unheard of. That? I'm knackered.
Did you get a tent? Did you get a tent and everything?
I came home. I left where I was working on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, and I got home about 5 o'clock, and I had a sandwich and laid on the sofa, and I don't remember anymore. That was it. Bedtime then.
Sandwich. So for our American listeners, that's sandwich.
Okay. Yeah, we got a G in ours.
Yeah, sandwich. Yeah. Sandwich. No, I haven't spoke to you all week, so yes, Alex, yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, it doubles up as a golf club.
Absolutely, that's right.
Yeah. So you were photographing golf clubs.
No, but okay. Yeah. I could do, though. If anyone needs photographic golf clubs, then that's me. I'd do that. I make them look good. Chrome's a speciality.
Wood and all?
Wood as well, yeah, I'll do the woods.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about that sort of photography.
Photography in the woods.
Oh, we just hit a sand trap. Alex, G-Man, Fox.
Yeah,
Slice.
Yeah, this is going really well. Right.
It's great. Yeah, smooth as silk.
Yeah. Yes, because we're all a bit nervous because we've got like a pretty young lady on the panel and we're all like school kids and we're not sure what to do.
We're all geeks. We've never met a woman.
Yeah, exactly. It's a real that, woman and everything, and we're all a little bit panicky.
That's what it is.
We all have to be. It's the idea of having to behave ourselves for a change. That's the fear of it.
No. But you don't have to behave yourself.
Okay.
Oh, please. Any woman that's ever said that to me, my head's expanding now. Please.
Oh, trust me. Trust me. We have to behave ourselves.
Yes, I've had a great week, Carl. Thanks.
Yeah. How was it? Great.
Moving on.
Fantastic.
That's brilliant. Let's do some questions. No, let's just do the show.
No. Let's talk about the news first, guys. Campaign is seeking to make metadata permanent. Now, you and I have talked about this before. In fact, when I got the iPhone, by the way, the only pro or non-pro photographer on the show today, me.
Our ballast.
Yeah. All the other way. We were surprised about the metadata that I was taking photo. It wasn't there.
It's not there at all.
No, remember, it wasn't. You were surprised. I sent you the image.
Oh, your iPhone had no metadata.
Yeah. Which surprised the both of us. Now, making it permanent, first and foremost, good idea. Secondly, I thought it already was.
No. Mm-mm. Definitely not.
Okay. And why would that not be? For privacy issues?
I don't know why it's not permanent, because there's no good reason for it. I mean, it doesn't list anything that's specific. If you look at what your camera's shot, what speed it's shot, that kind of stuff, you can
geotags.
All of that. Geotags as well. It'd know where you were, I suppose. But there's no reason that it can't be permanent, but it just isn't. It's one of those things that no one's bothered to control. And, of course, there's no universal police for it, so you're stuffed. Each camera applicator or a manufacturer does what the hell they like.
Well, when we talk about metadata, or metadata, I don't know how you say it.
Meta.
Meta.
It's the same as on MP3 tracks and stuff. It's still metadata.
Oh, yeah, true. ID3 tags and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. When we're talking about that stuff, I mean, from my point of view, I mean, how beneficial is it to us, really? I mean, Chris, you were talking about geotags and these kind of things. But what, from a consumer point of view, why do I care that it's there? Why do I care it's not there?
I guess from a consumer point of view, one thing that I always teach in when I teach photography classes and things, even like seminars, is that the metadata can be a really useful learning tool. So like in the olden days when photographers shot film, we'd carry a notebook, and if we wanted to, kind of figure out like what settings work in certain locations, what aperture gave me that really great shot, etc. You carry a notebook and you write down, your f-stop and your shutter speed and your ISO setting and everything for every shot. With the metadata, basically every time you take a picture, you have all that information with you, the ISO settings and the focal length. Most of the lenses now can actually tell the camera exactly what focal length it was set at and everything. So you basically have this like wealth of knowledge that you can use. You can go back through your pictures and like, how did I get that shot? Like what did I do? I can't remember. You can just look at the metadata and see like, oh, okay. Oh, I see that shutter speed really, made things look great. Or,
it's memory for you when you've lost your memory.
In a sense.
Okay. I'll get to you in a second, Alex, but I'll get Missy in on this right now, because 36 months into being a pro, obviously you know what metadata is. How often do you go back to it?
I have a philosophy when it comes to shooting, and I believe, if you've watched any of my videos, you know this, that we professionals are busy, and we don't have time for setting all that stuff up on our camera and all those little buttons on the dial. And so with today's technology has made it that you can just focus on being creative. And so that's why I tell everyone who comes to me, just turn the dial to P. Think P is for professional. Let the camera think for you. I mean, do you really need to go back and find out, what did I shoot that at? I don't think so. Because your next session, if it's at P, the camera's going to think for you again. So I really don't know that it's that important. You shoot them and then you just upload them to Picnic or run some Photoshop actions and then give them to a client on a CD. And is it that important? I just think we're all getting our knickers in a wad over nothing on this metadata stuff.
Knickers in a wad. Well, there's the show title.
There's one of them.
One of them.
Wise words.
Alex, I mean, switch it. You've been pro for a while, just the same as Ewan and even Chris. I mean, but how often do you say, screw it, go to the pee?
Yeah, go to pee. It depends if it's before or after lunch. No, I mean, it's very, very difficult.
Say that.
It's very, very difficult to follow that such professional comment. I mean, there is nowhere else I can go to make myself sound clever anymore. Everything that could be said has now been said on the subject of metadata. There is one side issue, which is like really slightly boring, but you know, there is a piece of software that I've got that removes metadata. And the reason I got sent it is because of, if you take pictures of, say, I don't know, your kids or whatever, and you put it up on Flickr, because of the geotagging on things like iPhone, some people think it's very important that you remove the geotagging on pictures of your family, so people can't find out where you live just by the fact that you've taken loads of pictures in your house. So that is one good reason of being able to change or remove certain parts of metadata. But, you know, that pales into insignificance compared to some of the other comments. So I retract that and I back away gracefully.
Thank you. Very graceful as it was. No, it's a good point, actually. Something I do, actually, is turn anything I'm shooting on the iPhone, I definitely turn off if it's around the house. Because, you know, I'm sure, you know, you probably do the same thing, Ewan. I'm sure Chris probably does the same thing, too. If you don't really want people knowing where, you know, what your actual address is.
No, I mean,
I throw a caution to the wind.
I actually, since watching Mish's videos, I've become a real advocate of the P. I had no idea what it could do for me. And my photography has really, really improved in the last couple of weeks since I've watched Mish's videos, just by setting it to P. But I've got to say as well, Missy, I struggle with iPhone because there's no P. Of course. So you know, how do you deal with iPhone and
It's always in P.
It's
perpetual P.
Sure.
Oh, it's perpetual double P. PP.
How do you think iPhone? It's the iPhone.
With PP. Jolly good.
It's PP.
You don't need to worry about it. I love the iPhone.
Yes, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were mentioning before, Missy, about the iPhone that, you know, I think in one of your videos you were talking about that, you know, you've got a DSLR camera, you know, and that's for the pros. Where does the iPhone fit in your world? I mean, obviously, if it's always on the P.
Well, in my world, it fits in my pocket, and I
take it everywhere. Ice burn.
I really do like to carry my professional camera with me everywhere I go. And I do. It's another tip I tell people that it's kind of good to look the part. And so I normally have it with me in a really cool camera bag all the time. And so the grocery store, school, my daughter's gymnastics class, I always have it on. But I do have that iPhone. So if it's like a snap thing and I have to get it, I've got the iPhone there. But it's important you have both. Yeah, you should have both.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you want to take
double
calls.
Can you have too much pee? I say no. No.
Without a doubt.
Why isn't she on every week?
She might be after this.
Actually, yeah. I mean, you know, when you're talking about double P, you can't go wrong.
Too right.
Double P.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Yep.
So we're all, I mean, we're talking about the metadata here, if I can get that out, you know, what they're also talking about here is trying to, you know, either making it permanent or not, but it's also, I don't know if it's this way in England or not. I actually don't even know US law that they're saying that it's actually illegal to take, to remove the data. I mean,
the only thing you're not allowed to do is it's not admissible in a court of law if the metadata has been tampered with.
Why?
Because you could have any photo. I mean, I could play with a photo and you'd probably never know I played with it. But if there's metadata, if it's a fixed metadata, it would show up that I'd manipulated the photo in some way.
Chat room wants to know if the P setting's in yellow.
No, it's professional.
It depends how much you've had to drink, I suppose, the night before.
There is a green little square, though, on your dial. And for those of you who are really concerned about the environment, that's the one I would use for that.
That's true. That's very true.
It's the only color you'll find.
Chris, stop. Chris, if you keep laughing, you're going to pee.
What a joke. Yes. Too late.
Listen, if you keep laughing, people won't take this seriously. Now stop it.
Yeah. There's a lady on the show, Chris. Behave yourself. Okay. Next, let's move on. We've got the metadata out of the way. We got the pee out of the way. Thank God. Let's move on now to lithium. Apparently, its scarcity could end up in cameras. Lithium. Of course, we're talking about batteries. You know,
oh, right. That's all lithium. I thought we were talking about the stuff that makes people that get a bit aggressive slightly calmer in mental hospitals.
No. I know Chris is probably thinking we're talking about crystals.
Does that happen if you swallow the batteries?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
any experience with lithium, Missy?
Well, I was a little dismayed when I read the article because, you know, lithium's scarcity. I think that if there's not enough to go around, then really all those old school photographers, I think if you've been shooting more than like 10 years, you should just give it up. Because those of us who are newer professionals really need a shot at it. So turn in your lithium. Turn it off. There's not enough to go around. You know, we're talking fairness here. It's kind of a fairness issue. Hate to use that word fair, but listen.
That's a bold statement.
Performance art. Performance art. Bravo.
Just sheer greed.
Yeah, maybe we should just go back to film and leave the new professionals the digital stuff.
But you're still going to need lithium batteries for those cameras.
No. Only if you use these amateur ones. When you use professional film cameras, you've got a plate and a slide, and you put it in the back, and you put the cover over your head. You pull the slide out of the back.
Good point.
That's my take on it. Some people would disagree with me, but...
I don't think so. I don't think anyone would disagree.
Thank you so much.
I hadn't even thought of that angle, I have to say.
I bet Missy, because she's so green conscious, she has one of those solar accessories. You don't even use lithium, do you? It's just solar powered.
No, I feel I deserve the lithium. So I do use my lithium. I guard my lithium. And once I read this, it's now like in a little safe.
I think what Missy is saying is turn in your lithium.
I've been looking for an excuse for a number of years now. And I'm finally.
And I know that you just got that really fancy Photo JoJo camera strap that smells good. But you know, I'll let you use it sometime during the holidays.
Stalker alert.
Oh my gosh, this is awesome!
Oh, this is awesome. Completely. I had no idea what today's show was going
to
bring, but
I have nothing to add to that story. That's superb. It's clearly it.
Sure. Come on, Carl. Keep it together.
Keep it going, mate.
I can't keep it together. My goodness gracious, guys. I mean, you guys are walking all over me. I mean, it's...
Can we just change this to Missy's photo show?
Well, yeah, let's just do that. I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
They're so sweet.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, obviously, 36 months into this and...
She's got a better handle it than I have at 20 years, dude.
Exactly. I mean, absolutely. I don't know what we were thinking. The pee, the lithium, what the hell's wrong with us?
The green button.
You know,
it's all there, isn't it?
It's so obvious. That's what gets me about your videos, Missy. What you say is just such an obvious thing, and I just haven't seen it.
Right?
Exactly.
I haven't seen it. You know, I've spent so many years in school or so much money on my education, and it's like, you don't have to do that. So, you know, I'm just really trying, Ewan, to bring a little photographic knowledge to the world. And, you know, people are like sponges, and sometimes it does hurt to grow. But I think all in all, the message is getting out there.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny that Chris just tweeted out right now, P is for professional. I think that's for you, Missy. Missy, have you ever considered, you remember Sesame Street, don't you?
I do.
You know, like P is for professional, green, all G is for green. What about putting something like that together for YouTube?
We could do it.
Totally cool.
So they can be pros
already. Totally cool, yeah.
Kind of like Schoolhouse Rock. So
bingo.
Put it to a little song. You know, I'm just a bill. I'm just a P. Yes, I'm only a P. We could do that. I'm going to work on that as soon as the show's over.
That is, that's
that's fabulous. That's and I'm going to remember who gave me the idea too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Credit where it's due. You know it.
Missy?
Yes.
Can we still be friends if I never use P?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. People ask me that all the time. What if I use M? God, that's like where angels fear to tread. You don't really want to do that. You are busy. Are you busy? I think you're busy. Yeah,
no,
you are.
I'm not. What? If I were busy, I wouldn't be on this podcast.
You know, you can use
you kidders.
But it's just going to be a little harder for you. That's all I have to say. And if you're up for the challenge, then you know what? More power to you.
You know what I like to use?
What?
I like to use A for awesome.
Because you are, you know what I like to use? The last style, the little thunderbolt. I call that the Harry Potter setting. And shoot that during bad weather when you're trying to get lightning because, oh my God, have you ever tried to photograph lightning? I've stood out there and I've held really, really still. I'm not that fast.
It's super hard.
It's super hard. Super hard. But I do like that
super.
One.
The Harry Potter setting.
It's the last
I'll never look at a camera the same way again.
I know, right?
I don't think I'm ever going to look at a camera again.
Just give up, dude. There's nowhere to go.
Well, this is it. I mean, my life has now become meaningless in one way and so much more fulfilled in others. I'm not sure where to go with this.
I'm going to move on now to one last story because it affects all of us, pro or not, but most of us pro, obviously. And that's Photoshop. Missy, you mentioned Photoshop. You said stick it in Photoshop. Turn on. What is the magic letter in Photoshop for you?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't know what all of the tools do. My favorite one is, I call it the Fairy Godmother Wand. And I don't know what it does, but I kind of feel like a princess when I click it because everything just sparkles. It's the coolest. I don't know what the tools do, but you know, you can buy these things. So listen, this is important. They're called actions and you just install them and then you open up Photoshop and you have it sitting on your desk because it's so darn impressive. And then you just click the action. So if you want something lighter, I click the make lighter button. Darker, make darker button. You don't really need to know what all those tools are. Just click the actions. I have one that's called Pop and Brighten, and I sure love Pop and Brighten. I use it on almost everything.
Pop and Brighten.
Pop and Brighten.
That almost sounds like that could be a British term too. There, Ewan. Pop and Brighten.
Pop and Brighten.
We've had 10 show titles already.
I feel choices. Like Missy has just undone the last like 10 years of photography I've trying to teach.
You've been getting it all like wrong, dude. You have had the eggs in the wrong frigging basket.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I must have spent thousands of pounds on those great big books that Photoshop this and Photoshop for photographers, Photoshop for people that
Kelby's an Photoshop. Ass.
And now I just think, you know what? Pulp. It's all pulp.
It was all
a waste of money and a waste of time. There's a lovely letter A in Photoshop, and I think this is sort of what you mean. It's auto tone, auto contrast, and auto color. Now, if those three things won't sort your problems out, then you know what? Don't bother.
Quite right.
That's good. Yeah. That's a good point there, Alex. I really
guess. This is almost evangelical, isn't it? It's an awakening. Well,
it's definitely.
Let's
the
have
most
a revival. Can we please have
it?
A revival?
True. Don't you feel like a burden has just been lifted off your shoulders?
Yeah, I feel like we should have a gospel choir in the background singing Hallelujah. I really do.
I hear angel song right now.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's Christmas.
Yep.
It is the time for giving. It is the time for sharing.
I
think that's exactly what Missy's doing with her YouTube. I mean, really what it's done for this podcast for us today, and I think you guys will all agree with me. We've been doing this for a year, and we don't know crap.
It's true.
That's it.
My eyes have been opened. Hallelujah, brother.
I'm taken with the spirit. I'm going to have you now right now.
The spirit of Missy has filled Forsman.
You guys. guys are so sweet. I just feel warm and tingly right now. Thank you.
You know, I feel if I took off my glasses, I could possibly see. I won't do that because I won't be able to find them again. But if I did, it might work.
Should we do some questions?
Let's please do. Honestly, guys, I'm looking at all the questions this week.
We've had a lot of questions.
Well, they're all for Missy, so we'll get to you. We'll try to get around to you guys, but I think Missy's going to be able to. Missy's basically just walked all over you guys today, and I find it a little funny.
Talent will out, mate. Cream floats.
Okay. All right, first question, guys. Hi, guys. Knowing that Missy, the photographer mom, was on the show this week, this, by the way, is coming from James. He said, being a huge fan, he wondered if he could ask us to ask her a question about one of her recent video lessons. He says, I've been using the... Wait your turn. He says, I've been using the professional setting a lot now that I've discovered the true meaning and have I've seen a very distinct improvement in my flux photography. Very, very nice.
Photography.
Well, I'm saying flux because exactly what it looks like.
No, it's F-A-U-X-T-O. Yeah,
photography. Photography. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever. Can I ask if the other setting...
English, really, who needs it?
Amateurs or professionals? Missy, would you ever consider using them in what circumstances? James wants to know that, yeah, fine, you use the P, you use all these automatic settings, but would you ever consider using the other ones? Would you ever consider going for what was considered the old way of being pro?
Yeah, the day I give up my lithium battery is the day I take it off of P. No, if it ain't broke,
you can say hell no on this podcast, just so you know, Miss.
Oh, my cursing. It's like some of those silly YouTube people. No, you know, I think that I will turn it off of P when you take that camera out of my cold, dead hands. P,
bravo.
There is no reason to take it off the P. You know, anything other than P stifles creativity. That's just the bottom line. And I believe in being creative, and I believe in being passionate about my art. And, you know, just stick with the P. It's all good with the P. Embrace the P.
P could be for passionate.
P is the word. P is the word.
P, passionate, professional. Picture, the photography, the four P's.
Pierogi.
Pierogi. Oh, Polish.
You could.
Prancer. I don't know. We could just go with the whole P theme.
James Kenny, stick that P in your pipe and be done with it.
That's right. Stick that P in your camera and shoot it, right?
That's exactly. You're learning.
I'm taking all the rest of you guys agree with this. Ewan?
I have nothing to add. I mean, I think the last 7 days for me have completely changed the way I view photography and myself in the world.
Yeah.
It's been a revelation.
Next question. Let's just get on to the next question because obviously Missy's going to be able to answer all these. This comes from Dave. He says, hi, guys. I know you guys have answered all our questions all year on photography. But given that this week I have a question to ask Missy, the photography mom, the question is, he couldn't miss this. Missy has said that she is a great lover of Costco's photography services. There's Costco's in the U.S.? Yeah, there's Costco's in the U.S. now, really.
Costco started in the U.S., no?
It did in Washington.
Washington.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I did not know that. See,
they're in the U.K. as well.
I thought it was all Walmart. Anyways. He's a great lover of calibration. It's hard.
He says he's not a great lover of calibration.
Oh, sorry. He's not a great lover of calibration.
Who is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
So does she have any workaround to deal with the problem of calibration when you don't feel the effort, you know, to do it? Shall we say? I'm throwing in the towel on the show, just so you know.
So tell me again, what is his question? I do love Costco.
He loves Costco, and he says he's not a great lover of calibration. And do you have any workarounds to deal with the problem of calibration when you don't feel that the effort and margaritas are worth it?
Oh, the two Tylenols and the margaritas. You know, here's my thing. Calibrating is hard, and that's why I tell people, just put images on a CD. There's a lot of old school photographers that sell prints, photographs, but you have to go through and fix all your colors on your computer. Who has time for that? And it's difficult, and it does result in heavy drinking and possibly self-medicating. And so for your health and well-being and your client, I just recommend putting and burning them. Now, hold on, that's technical. Burning is just taking the images and transferring them to like a CD or a DVD. Just give those to your client. I use Costco when I can't get away from it. When somebody has to have a great big 8x10, then I will go to Costco. But,
Missy, sorry, just a quick question. How does burning relate to pee?
Burning, well, that's a really great question. There are two
different. It is really.
The pee is simply on your camera. And it kind of tells that little card that you have, hold on, that little card. It just tells that little card kind of what everything should look like. You don't need to worry about that CD, DVD until you give them all to your client. So they're two totally separate things. The P just makes what's on the DVD look better.
Does that answer your burning pee there?
That answers the burning pee question.
I'm gonna have to take exception with Missy here, just on one issue.
Oh,
on one issue.
All right.
Step back, boys.
Because she seemed to imply that heavy drinking was a problem. And
relieved. Oh my goodness. Well, no, it can be fun. Sometimes I calibrate my monitor just so I have an excuse to drink heavily.
I was thinking the margaritas are always worth it. They're always worth it.
You know, that is point duly taken. Thank you.
Costco do a ready-made margarita now, which is pretty good.
That's great.
So you could go drink that while your photos are processing.
You can get that 5x7.
I always think margaritas is like an automatic calibration process, because once you've had 3 or 4 or 8 of them, the screen looks okay.
This is true.
And that's before you've even bothered touching it.
Exactly.
That's Chris's point. Yeah.
Yeah.
We missed that. That's
a very good point.
Was question number 2.
Yeah, I know. I missed that, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so engrossed with this thing. And sorry. It's from Carl. And he's saying, hey, fellas, really excited to see Missy the photographer. Everybody, it's all about you, Missy, just so you know. On the show this week. He said, I'm desperate to know if she regularly shoots in RAW or not. Are you a RAW shooter?
You know, only when I
shoot. You like it RAW?
Only boudoir, baby. That's really the only time I see myself shooting in RAW. The rest of the time, I think a JPEG is just fine.
You don't know how happy you've made your
world. It's a photographic experts group, so you figure they're the experts. They should know what a photo should look like.
Quite right.
So, Missy, what do you? Is it most of the time, or is it in RAW, or do you prefer JPEG?
I prefer JPEG. Really? Do we need to mess with a file that large? I mean, if you think calibrating the monitor's hard, hello, you put RAW. And then you have to, I mean, what are you going to do with RAW? You're just going to sit there and look at it and say, I've got this big file. Come on. We really don't need to do that. Just shoot in JPEG. P and JPEG. Now, I do shoot with a large JPEG. That's important. Not a small one.
No. But bigger is always better.
That's true.
Well, when it comes to JPEGs, but then you can have too big RAW, and then what are you going to do with that? Absolutely nothing. So just stick with JPEGs.
Okay. I'm sure shooting in RAW would probably upset your husband, too. So
we won't
space go there. Space on the computer.
We're not going there.
You know.
Right. We're not going to go there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Kyle, step away from the husband.
Wait. Missy's married?
I am.
Chris.
Don't be sad. There's enough love for everybody.
Oh, it's that kind of marriage.
Question 4. Right.
You tell me not to go somewhere there, Rankin. Okay, go on. This comes from David. He says, really enjoyed last week's photo show, so please find... find out, or so pleased to find out you've invited Missy, the photography mom, on this week's show. I would love to know how she tackles the problem of shooting children who may have become a little bored or difficult during a portrait shoot.
That is an excellent question. Now, I am
It's the most real question we've had today, actually.
Sure, sure. And I'm going to give you the most real answer that I have. I am a natural light photographer. I'm a lifestyle photographer. And there are a lot of professionals out there who really believe that, be it a family or children or a high school senior, you know, you've got to kind of tilt their head and you have to put them in the best position and you got to worry how the tilts of the hands. Right. No, as a lifestyle photographer, I think the best way to combat that is to set aside 2 to 3 hours to photograph every child and then just take them to a park, just let them run around. Just let them go down a slide, go on the swing, play in the sand, and then click away. Just click away. Now, during one of my lifestyle children's shoots, I'll probably take close to around 300 images. So out of those 300, the great thing about that is the law of averages is on my side. So when I get back, I just upload those and sit down, I put Spotify on, and I edit into the wee hours. I make sure I put on Facebook that I'm editing, because it's important that everyone knows. And
make yourself a margarita.
Make myself a margarita.
Yeah.
And then give them maybe the 20 or 25 that I feel are the best. It's really not a problem. Not if you shoot like that.
I'm speechless.
All those years I've wasted.
Exactly. All you needed was a damn park and a slide.
And about 3 hours.
And 3 hours, sorry. Uh-huh. And 300 shots. That's why she shoots in JPEG. 300 shots, and most of them are great.
They are. They are. Well, you never know what you're going to get. And so, I first started, people would tell me, they'd see pictures that I would take of my kids and friends' kids, and they would just say, Missy, you're really good at this. You should think about being a professional. And that was when I would just take a bunch, like at school functions and stuff. So I just kind of translated that into my professional career, and it's worked out great.
Well, it certainly has. I mean, obviously, the proof is in the pudding, and there's another P.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Another P for pudding. Proof in pudding. Mm. Oh, we're good.
We don't normally do this on the show, but Alex, I can tell you're a fan, and I know that you snuck this in, so I'm going to ask it, okay?
Go on, please.
Why don't you ask it? It's your question. You ask it.
Right. What I really need you to know, Missy, is as the true and only professional on the panel, when you have to touch your images, what software do you use?
Well, I actually own Photoshop Elements. And Photoshop Elements allows you to, like I said earlier, plug in those actions. I have a library. I'm going to tell you right now, boys, if there's a fire in my house, I'm grabbing that action library before I grab it. Because really, that is a mainstay of my creative side. Now, I have about almost 1,200 friends on Facebook. And they have been telling me about this great online software called Picnic. And it's Picnic with a K, not a C. It's kind of creative. And you can also go to picnic.com and you can upload your images. And then you can, like if it's colorful and you don't want it colorful, just a minute, there's a word. And if you just don't want it colorful, you can click on a button and make it less colorful. It's great. You can do all sorts of fun things like that. So if you don't have like Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, just go online, go to Picnic, you'll be fine, and no one will know the difference.
Wow, it makes sense to me. I mean, like I've always said, it's all in the action.
It is in the action.
Yeah, that's it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'm just sitting here thinking about Missy touching pictures.
Yeah. So it's in the old days, we used to call that desaturation, and I much prefer just press the button mode.
Yeah, it's just, the less colorful button.
Decoloring.
That's it. Well, decolor button.
The decoloring.
There's something so certain, though. I think Missy's touched all of our buttons today.
Absolutely.
I really do. Sweet. I mean, really do. Especially Chris. You've got that look, Chris. That's the best round of questions, the best round of answers we've ever. Applause.
Yeah, definitely. Applause
for this. Thank you, Missy. Thank you so much. Superb. Beautiful. Superb.
I have one quick question, though, for Missy.
Okay.
It's very quick.
Okay.
Mac or PC?
What do you think I use?
Linux.
Say Mac.
I do use a Mac. I'm a huge Apple.
Yeah.
I love free. And so when it came time to decide and I thought a PC or an Apple won. Yes, well, I am a proud Mac user.
That's how we know you're a pro now, because if you would have said Windows, then we would have doubted you.
You know, I really believe that Windows is the work of the devil.
You're on the right network, then.
Oh, man.
She's been right about everything else. What makes you think she's...
I take it she doesn't follow Bill Gates on Twitter.
No, but he follows her.
No.
Why would you follow the devil on Twitter? Hello.
That's exactly right. Well, no, that's the guy that just, you know, speaks the words of the devil. It's not really the devil. Mm-hmm. Devil.
He's the devil's mouthpiece.
Yeah. Mm.
He's the devil's mouthpiece. There's so many titles.
There's so many. You're going to have a fun weekend there, Rankin. if you've got a photography question, and heck,
no
if you got
one else
busy,
will answer it.
We could pass it on to her, even, you know. I'm sure she could even answer it in her YouTube videos. Send
you
it to
can,
us.
Or you could always find me on Facebook. I have people that come to me every day on Facebook with crazy questions that they just can't get answers for anywhere else. And I always tell them that is what I'm here for. It's kind of my quest just to give back. So always find me on Facebook. Find me on YouTube. I will answer any and all questions.
Yeah, Mother Teresa of photography.
You can mail us here at bageltechphoto@gmail.com. We'll pass on those passionate words of yours to Missy as well. Missy, it's been great having you on. Before we end off to the show, of course, we have to really thank UK2.net for all the bandwidth for all of our shows. And for putting up with us every week. UK2 is probably sitting there thinking right now, we didn't have a photo podcast until today, so I'm sure they're ecstatic. And they really are. The best thing since sliced bread, UK2.net. Bageltechnews.com is the place. Head on over there. You're going to see their emblem over there. Click the click through. Please do that. That way they know we send you. And you can take advantage of what's going on over there right now, Ewan. Anything special?
You get 15% off for using the off code BagelTech, and you get your complete DNS management charge back if you use Bagel DNS. And literally hundreds of you have supported UK2. They've been over the moon with the response that they've got from BagelTech listeners. And you've been very generous in the business that you've given them. And they hope that they support you as much as you've supported them as well as. And they are continuing to support us as a result. So without them, we go off the air completely. So please, please, please support UK2. They're brilliant.
Please. Please, we're really asking you today, please support uk2.net. Anything else you got anything to add, Ewan? I know we've got
it's
a
the
lot
quiz.
Going on.
It's the quiz. It's the competition, mate. It's the competition. This is my son's bingo shaker that he wanted for Christmas. I'm not a proud father that my son wanted a bingo shaker. But it's coming useful for the first time ever. Here we go. So there's going to be a winner, and I turn the handle, you see, and there we go. It's number... and they're winning a copy of Camtasia 2 from TechSmith. TechSmith has sponsored the giveaway this week. And also, they're sponsoring the BagelTech Bash in July. So they're giving us some money for food and beer and stuff like that. So they'll be big sponsors for this year. And the winner is number 5, which is James Ormiston.
Well done, James.
James Ormiston is the winner. He has won a copy of Camtasia 2.
Could we see the number in the screen, please?
Well, it's pretty freaking small. Number 30 this morning was a copy of Snagit on the Daily Show. That was won by Bill Heald. Can you see that? Is that? No, it's not. It doesn't do macro.
I can tell it's a five.
It's a five. I promise you it's a five, honestly.
I'm the man famous for fixing the ale mug raffle. I can do anything.
Apparently so.
If not, give it to Missy. She'll stick it in Photoshop.
Yeah, blow it up.
I'll take care of it for you.
Thanks, man.
Thank
you. Yeah. P for Photoshop.
Great. That's right. P is all over the place today. It really is.
A day for P, isn't it?
A great day for P.
It almost feels incontinent.
That was good.
We're going to go around to all you guys, let you tell where people can get a hold of you. We're going to start off with Chris. We're going to go around the screen. So Chris, Chicago man, where can we get a hold of you?
Well, if you're not finding me via my geotags and my photos, you can find me on arstechnica.com, where I am a contributing writer. And if that's boring, which it is to a lot of people, you can tweet me on the Twitters at Forsmack. And I will respond with lots of obscenities.
At 2:32 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right after I cut myself wrapping presents.
Oh, bad poor baby.
Paper cuts.
Death by a thousand paper cuts.
Apparently, rubbing lemon juice in them helps.
Ooh, let me go try that.
Add a little bit of salt to it. It makes it so much easier.
Really?
I never knew that.
Yeah. Disinfect it a little bit. Ewan! Where can we get a hold of you?
You can get me at ewanranking.co.uk for commercial photography work, or you can get me at ewanranking on Twitter or at Bagel Tech News on Twitter as well. There you go.
Sweet. And Alex, the G-Man Fox.
Okay, well, you can find me looking for a new job next year, as I've now realized that I'm not a real professional photographer.
You're a buffoon, man.
I'm rank amateur. I mean, I'm terrible, but you can get me underneath the arches at Charing Cross or at Alex G. Fox on Twitter.
And twitterything.com.
And twitterything.
It says right there, right on your little lower thirds there, twitterything.com. And last, but by certainly no means least, been great having you on the show, Missy. Have you had fun?
I've had a blast. You are more than worth getting up this early for.
Well, that we all appreciate.
And that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Just move on.
Yeah, I used to tell myself that same thing a few months ago.
Missy, can you tell the entire world where they can get a hold of you?
Entire world can find my videos on YouTube. It's youtube.com/mwackattack. You can also find me on Facebook. If we're not friends, why aren't we? It's facebook.com. /mwackattack again. I am on Twitter as Missy Mwack. So I would love to talk to you all. So come find me.
I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of people finding you right after this show.
Oh, I hope so. This has been a blast, boys. Thank you so much.
It has been a blast and it's been a pleasure. And we do hope you will come back.
I would love to come back. Thank you.
Right. Because we need another professional show like we've had today. God knows.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Bagel Tech Photo. I don't know when this show is coming out. I don't know when Ewan will find a title for it, but hopefully you'll have a very Merry Christmas. And we do hope we'll see you again very, very soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Photo is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.